This is something I'd like to share with you as a means of a short devotion, is the topic of remembering others. I'm going to be just kind of doing a short survey about the Apostle Paul and how God called him to start different churches and share the gospel with different people, and how as he went on in his life, he didn't forget the people that God brought into his life. Instead, he remembered them, and he chose to pray for them. In opening, I'd like to share with you a story. It is a fictional story, but the point here just emphasizes the importance of remembering others that God brings into our lives. There was a guy that started his freshman year of high school, and one afternoon his school had finished up, he saw another friend of his named Kyle heading back down the way toward his house, and it seemed to be carrying all of his books with him. And as he was watching Kyle continue on down the road, a group of friends rushed on by Kyle. They tripped him up, and his books went scattering everywhere. And so this high schooler runs up to Kyle and is like, "Hey, that wasn't right what they did to you." And he helps him pick his books back up and is like, "Hey, where do you live?" And as it turns out, Kyle lived near him, so he continued on down the road to Kyle's house. And as they were walking along, they began to get to know each other and talk a little bit. And this first high schooler says to Kyle, "Hey, you doing anything over the weekend? Because some of my friends and I are playing football together." And Kyle's like, "I'd love to come and play with you over the weekend." And so that weekend, Kyle joined the rest of the high schoolers in playing football. And as the years went on, Kyle and this other freshman became really close friends. And all throughout the 4 years of high school, their friendship became stronger. Time came for graduation, and Kyle graduated valedictorian of the class. As it came time for his speech that he would give on graduation, he started his speech out by saying, "Graduation is a time to thank those who helped you make it through the tough times in life. Your parents, your teachers, your siblings, maybe a coach, but mostly your friends. And I'm here to tell you that being a friend to someone is the best gift that you can give them." He went on to say that during his freshman year of high school, that one time he had collected all his books and was heading back home one weekend. He was planning on killing himself over the weekend. But then a friend met me. And he's like, "And that friend changed my life. He's like, thankfully, I was saved. My friend saved me from doing the unspeakable." This other high schooler had met Kyle. He had taken the time for him. He included Kyle in his life. And because of that, he had impacted Kyle in, you know, a big way. And I share the stories to bring up the fact that we never know just how far one kind word or action will go in the life of another person. And God has brought all of us here our ways to impact each other in one way or another. Paul, God brought many people Paul's way. And Paul in his life chose to remember these people by, number one, acknowledging them, and then by praying for them. In 1 Corinthians 1:4, we read Paul saying to the Corinthians there, "I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given you by Christ Jesus, that you are enriched in everything by him in all utterance and in all knowledge." And in Philippians, Paul writes to the Philippians and says, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now." Paul, he was thankful for the people that God brought into his life, and he remembered these people. As I mentioned, during the early church days, God had told Paul to go and start sharing the gospel with different people. And as Paul did, he began a church here. And he'd spend time with them a couple years, maybe 3 years, and then God would call him to another region to start another church and to evangelize and to disciple other people in another church. And then God would call Paul on. And Paul had a choice to make. Were these people that God brought into his life going to be just random people? Or are these people that God brought into his life for a reason? And was he going to remember them? Paul chose to remember them. And Paul chose to acknowledge them in his life. And he would write them back and he told them, "You know, I thank my God for you. You know, I'm praying for you." He's like, "I thank God that you're growing in the faith and that God's being with you in speech." And he's like, "He's enriching your knowledge about him." Paul acknowledged the people that God brought into his life. I mean, you know, all of us enjoy, you know, being acknowledged at one point or another. And sometimes when we're not acknowledged, you know, we can get a little bit flustered in our spirit. My family. If there was ever a member in our family that did make out to church one Sunday, whether that was for being sick or just being home with somebody else, we'd always ask our other family members a question: "Who asked about me at church today?" And those who asked about us were our good list for the day, and those who didn't ask about us were our bad list for the day. But I show that illustration just to mention that people enjoy being acknowledged by others in their lives, and we never know just how far one kind word or action will go in the life of another person. God wants us, like Paul, to encourage others in the Lord, and we had an opportunity tonight as we shared different testimonies of things that God was doing in our lives or people that we were able to share the gospel with or just encourage in our lives. And as we use our words just to encourage other people with scripture or something that God's teaching us, we're acknowledging these people and we're encouraging them in the Lord, just like Paul was doing here in these verses as he wrote letters to people saying, I remember you, I'm praying for you. And Paul not only demonstrated that he remembered others by acknowledging them, but he also did so by praying for them. In Colossians 1, verses 3 and 4 is pretty much echoing the same message there. Paul writes to the Colossians and says, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all the saints. And in 1 Thessalonians, he writes to the Thessalonians and says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, your labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God our Father. Paul knew that these people that he had led to Christ, that they were going to struggle with their old sinful habits, that, you know, growth was going to be a slow process there. He also knew that there was going to be trials that they would face in their lives. And so he wrote them and was like, I want you to know that I'm uplifting you in prayer. I want you to know that I remember you and that I'm praying for you. God, he wanted them to continue to press on their faith and not to give up. These are reasons why he was writing to these people and letting them know. He wanted to be an encouragement to these people in this way. God also wants us, like Paul, to be a spiritual encouragement to one another. We can pray for one another spiritually too. Pray that we would be in God's Word. Pray for one another that we would be thinking about God's Word and specifically applying it to each of our lives. We can also pray for one another specifically. Tonight we share different requests with one another, different things that were going on in one another's lives or circumstances that we are facing. And I'd just like to encourage each of you just to, you know, take two or three of the requests that have been mentioned and, you know, to be praying for them. And then not only to pray for them, but to follow up with the requests. It really means a lot to someone if you go up to them and tell them that, I've been praying for you. Tonight we had different people mention different health needs that they've asked prayer for the week. And you know, you can take one of these health needs and pray for them and then go up to the person and say, I've been praying for you this week. How have you been feeling? Diane mentioned that, you know, God's provided for housing for her or for a job for some of her family members. And, you know, as you pray for these requests, you can go back to her and say, hey, I've been praying for you this week. How are these different situations going? There's been others mentioned here tonight. You know, wisdom for decisions being made, different unspokens. And as we uplift one another in prayer and remember these things, go back to these people as you see them throughout the week or next Wednesday as you see them. It's like, I've been praying specifically for you with the request you mentioned. How's the situation going? And you know, it goes a long way in a person's life when they have someone go to you and say, I remember to pray for you. I've been praying for the specific situation. How's it going? You're showing an interest in their lives and what God's doing there and how God's providing for them. And that's what Paul did with the people that God had placed in his life. He remembered them, and then he acknowledged them in the words that he said, and he followed it up by praying for these people and letting them know that God was praying for, that he was praying to God for them. I just wanted to close off here just in another short illustration, but I mentioned my Aunt Sandy tonight, who has the brain tumor that was recently operated on. There, a couple days ago, one of my cousins posted a video on Facebook of another aunt of mine who had gone with her to the barbershop to have her head shaved in preparation for the surgery that has recently taken place. And there in the barbershop, both of them were singing the song, He Giveth More Grace. And that song goes, He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labor's increased. To added affliction, He addeth His mercy. To multiply trials, His multiplied peace. And they continued on with the song there. But my Aunt Gail came alongside my Aunt Sandy during this time. She remembered her, and she chose to acknowledge her in her life and came along to encourage her with these words and with this singing with her as she was going through this time. My Aunt Gail has also been praying for her, and I know continues to pray for my Aunt Sandy as she continues to find out the results of the recent surgery that's taken place and what's going to be happening to her in the next days to come. But like Paul remembered the people that God placed in his life. They weren't just random people that came and went. He's like, no, I remember you, and I'm praying for you. We never know just how far one kind word or action will go in the life of another person. And in this short challenge, I just want to encourage each of us here to be remembering one another throughout the week. Let's not forget one another. And let's, yes, acknowledge one another as we see one another throughout the week or as we see each other next Wednesday, and encouraging one another with a scripture verse that God's brought our way or a blessing that's happened to us, a way that God's provided for us in our lives. And then remember to pray for one another specifically and follow up on those requests. It means a lot to people when you go up to them and say, I remembered you this week and I've been praying for you. So I'm going to pray, and then we'll close off with, again, the hymn, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Dear God, I thank you for the times throughout the week that us as believers can get together and encourage one another with your word and uplift one another in prayer. A lot of us are going through different situations. Some have been mentioned tonight, whether they be jobs that we need, or housing, or just, you know, provision and health, that you would just heal us in our bodies. But we ask that you would come alongside each of us, guide us and give us strength, that all of us would also as a body uplift one another and come alongside each other to also strengthen us as fellow believers. Help us to remember one another, and may we take the different requests that we've had tonight and pray for one another. In Jesus' name, amen.